That's weird. Like, I mean, if you're...
That was a sloppy episode.
What, that episode?
I didn't realize that was so sloppy. Why are we recording?
Because we start the next episode.
Why did you start the next
episode? Because we start the next episode. I'm probably going to get something to drink.
That's terrible.
That would... Oh, like, people actually give a fucking shit.
I think people do give a shit.
If you give a shit, what I want you to do right now is I want to get you on your phone. I want you to tweet myself at Miley. Or... It's back, letter two. The letter two.
Words on my six pack, which is, you know, word number two, my six
pack.
Just tweet us and say, hey, I give a shit, stop being such a lazy fuck, you fat fucky fuck.
Precisely.
Or just say, hey, dudes, you know, I care. Either way, I'm not going to do anything. So, do it in vain, do it not in vain. Hey, if you actually do text, I will give a shit, so. Ooh.
Are you looking at your phone? Because this isn't live.
What?
This isn't live.
I'm waiting for someone to
tweet
me. I
don't know why you're looking at your phone.
What are we talking about now? So,
I don't know.
Do you want to...
ill-planned... Just jump into the next...
Yeah. Well, see, I fucking planned the last one, and it still went everywhere. So might as well just jump into it.
I mean, we could either talk about Batman or SNL.
Or we can have celebrity guest on.
Let's have a celebrity guest on. Who do you think we could get?
I don't know.
You think we could get Bill Hader? It's short notice, I don't know.
Bill Hader?
Yeah.
No, we can't get Bill Hader.
This is really short notice, yeah.
No, it's really short notice. I don't have all my... I'm sorry.
Christy Yamaguchi.
I'm really trying to think hard. Like, what impressions can I do? What can I keep up with?
Can you do Reagan?
What?
Well.
Yes, I can.
Well.
Let me go check. Okay, guys, you didn't hear the first 2 minutes of this. And if you did, go fuck yourself. Well, awful. Then, if you did, thanks for listening. We're now going to have our celebrity guest on. No! No, you're not going to start now. You're going to give us another...
Really?
Sorry.
Really?
What? No.
I hope all that just got picked up on the other mic.
Yeah, I'm still in my alcohol. Mario, the other... Yesterday, I was going to lend a friend of mine...
Lend?
Give a friend of ours some alcohol.
Uh-huh.
And Mario goes, but seriously, I joke, but I really am an alcoholic. And got very sad that I was going to get booze.
It was a sad time.
Okay, so I'm going to come on. You introduce the guest. I don't know how we got him. Let me go out and see. I got to make a phone call, so I might not be here for the...
Oh, he might not be here, but you know what? I just got someone to show up via text. Within a matter of 3 minutes and 13, 14, 15, 16 seconds. I don't know how we got him here. I don't know if he's a zombie. I don't know if he's reanimated. I don't know if Dr. Frankenstein broke into his coffin and then did something funky with a bunch of switches and lightning. But somehow we got...
Maybe Frankenstein.
Just fucked up my entire intro.
Sorry, go back on, do it. Redo
it. Ronald Reagan is here, guys. Ronald fucking Reagan is here.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
That's terrible, Reagan. I can't do Reagan.
That's awful.
I can do zombie Reagan.
So glad that you just gave up on it. So
yeah, I gave it up. Like,
well,
no, that's
an awful Reagan.
I was like, well, no, can't do it.
Well, it's not like you're about to tell your grandkids a story.
Well, you sit down here and you're gonna bind out to the mirror. I love you.
I can't do Reagan at all.
What? Why is Reagan Canadian?
I don't know.
I'm gonna fight, dude. America. No.
Find out America loves you. This.
I'm gonna find out America loves you, eh?
Yeah, eh?
That's awful.
Oh, you're gonna want another. You're gonna go. I don't know. We need another celebrity
That's
guest.
That's so shameful. It's not even funny.
Oh, it's so terrible.
This is a blooper track, obviously. Because
it's... Yeah, fuck it. Let's talk about Batman. Now, who cares? I mean, like, honestly, Ralph's going to listen to this, or Ralph's going to go...
Tee-hee.
Tee-hee. Oh. But thank you. Hey, look, it was good.
Oh, is that the,
Yeah.
Is that Bloody Sunday?
Don't call her that. Because now people know.
Well, now they know. Can I tell the story? Can you tell the story?
No, I'm not going to tell the story.
Tell the story. Tell the story.
I'm not going to tell the story on this.
Tell the story.
I'm not going to tell the story
tell
on
the
this.
Tell the story. Tell the
no,
story.
No, no,
tell
no,
the
no.
story. Tell the story.
It's really personal.
Tell the story.
There's a line. There is a line.
I know there is.
There really is a line.
Once you,
and like,
once you are comfortable, I'm forcing you to tell the story in front of
you. You can get me shit-faced.
Dozens.
You want to get me... Yes,
in front of dozens of people we do not know.
Just tell that.
I hope you realize that. But anyway... About whatever we're talking about at the time. I don't know if it's Tina Fey or if it's Bruce Wayne. But we're talking about...
Okay. That. If you had to choose one person to, like, be trapped in a cabin with, who would it be?
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey? Why?
Because she has a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
She's very funny.
Mm-hmm. You can hear the clock in the background.
It's so awkward.
You can hear the clock.
It's, it's so awkward. What about you? Who are you taking into a...
Taking into a cabin. I'm supposed... Who would I take into a cabin? Oh. It's got to be someone who I want to be around. I kind of want to say someone, but I don't want to be... Kyle Kinane and I would have the most because the comedian Kyle Kinane, like, this is what happened. You know what I was doing? I was listening to his album, and there's a joke he has, and he goes, you wake up the morning and you're looking around and you go into your bathroom and you know, you feel good and you look in the mirror and you're like, you look like a god. Like, what chisel crafted you into this beautiful statue? So you start looking around for a chisel because you're hungover, it doesn't matter. And then you don't find a chisel. What you do find is a couple Del Taco wrappers in the trash bin next to your book about werewolves. And you realize, I spent last night eating 3 quesadillas and reading a book about werewolves just in case. And I was on the train and I screamed out, "Me fucking too!" Like, I do. Oh, I fucking...
You and your...
I would totally...
You and your... Kinane.
If you had a... Okay, if you could take anyone from time, 3 people, and sit and have a dinner with them, who would it be?
James Baldwin. Muhammad Ali.
Hold up. James Baldwin.
Really? Yes. Oh, I want to sit down and have... I so wish I lived in the oppressive times that James Baldwin lived in, just so I could have the opportunity to have a conversation with that man.
Okay, go on.
James Baldwin, Muhammad Ali. And Tina Fey.
Why? Well, I know James Baldwin.
James Baldwin, you know.
Why?
Muhammad Ali. Because Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali then.
He's not. He's still alive.
Muhammad Ali, yeah, he's.
Joe Frazier dead.
Muhammad Ali, right after he went from Cassius X to Muhammad Ali.
Nice.
Like, right as he became Muhammad
Ali. Okay.
Before he refused the draft. Not because it was unpatriotic, because I probably would have done the same thing, but mm-hmm. because after that, his entire life and career got really serious and political, and that's not the type of shit I want to deal with at dinner.
And then Tina Fey,
because Tina Fey...
Where the white women at?
Where the white women at? Bam, 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 bam.
What's that from?
What? Where the white women at? It's from Friday.
No, but there's a joke thing where he's just like, come on. He goes, don't be that stereotypical black guy. And the guy goes, yeah, of course. Where the white women at? Yeah. Shit!
I think it started because there's a song.
Yeah?
There's a song where the ad lib is some, like, black chick going, like, over, like, a PA system. Where the white women at? And it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
That was terrible. That's not how it sounds. It's just the voice that came to mind. But Tina Fey, because Tina Fey is my favorite person in the world that I don't know personally mm-hmm. at the moment.
Am I your favorite person in the world? the equivalent of?
Yeah, let's go with that. Yes, buddy. You are my favorite person in the world because I'm not going to be sitting here doing a podcast with anybody else.
We're going to start blowing each other up the podcast.
No, we are not.
I'm not up for that.
It's not going to happen.
Let me see.
That's not going to happen.
She choked on my dick. I forgot this was on.
This is recording, sir.
Oh, Jesus.
And if you do that again, I hope you realize I'm telling the entire story.
Okay, I'm sorry. It was just random because I'm getting good reviews here.
What do people classify this podcast as? Is this a comedy podcast?
Sadly, this is comedy.
This is a nonsense podcast.
This is what I consider comedy.
I feel like somebody's gonna stumble on this and be like, oh God, who let them have recording equipment in a computer?
It's so easy to have a podcast. If I can do it, so could Kendall Smith.
Your three people.
Three people would be Mel Brooks, 1970s Mel Brooks.
I like that.
Steve Martin, 1980s Steve Martin.
Okay.
And Tom Smothers. Like 1990s Tom Smothers.
Okay, I can dig it.
Those would be my three people.
You ain't jabbing me, right?
I ain't jabbing you. Fingers. Don't give me that shit. Fingers. Close them up.
We're gonna call this the Inside Joke Podcast.
If we can change the name. And I don't want to have to relaunch this shit because it was so much work to get us on iTunes.
This is gonna be the Inside Joke Podcast.
That's what we should change the name to.
This is going
to
be the Inside Joke episode, at least.
Oh, cool. Then we'll call Inside Joke the Inside. Well, I mean, obviously Mel Brooks, because Mel Brooks, especially during my preteen to teen years, was one of my biggest influences. Yeah. In life. Because, I mean, Mel Brooks, I mean, I had books about him. Him and Neil Simon, really, growing up, I wanted to be a Jew. But Mel Brooks, I mean, oh God, all his movies. And like, I remember watching him as a little kid and laughing my ass off, not getting 90% of the jokes. Like the famous joke in Blazing Saddles where like the lights go off and he goes, "Is it true what they say?" And he goes, "Uh-huh." Shuts the lights off and you're zzz, it's true. You know, and I was like, she has an accent.
She has an accent.
And then like years later going, "Oh, that's a black joke."
Yeah, that's the thing about Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks, you can watch his stuff when you're young and you can say, "Okay, haha, that's funny because it's funny." And then you can watch his
Jesus Christ. Yeah, just talk. I'm gonna just take the phone.
You can watch Mel Brooks' stuff when you're young.
Yep.
And say it's funny because haha, it's funny. And then you can watch it when you're older and you can say it's funny. Because it's so horrifically wrong.
Put it away. I'm not hungry.
It's either offensive or so extremely.
That's good.
It's either offensive or sexually deviant enough to the point.
Well, I mean, it's also slapsticky. Because I mean, if you watch, I mean, the first freaking the caveman section of History of the World.
Yeah.
Isn't sexual. It's just slapstick.
Yeah,
I mean it's like the creation of music.
But I mean,
where
some
it's
of the
cavemen standing over just
but
dropping
that's not,
stones.
That's
going,
not.
Ah! And that, he goes, "Ooh, ah!" And he gets the other guy and he hits him. "Ooh!" And he goes, "Oh."
That's not the. That's not his best bit though.
Huh?
That's not his best bit though.
That's not his best bit. I'm just saying.
His best.
No, come on.
His best bits.
I love you, darling.
His best bits are the either.
I love that we just did a physical thing on a podcast.
Yeah.
Like, that made no sense.
It's okay, because I have a face for radio. His best bits are either extremely wrong culturally, like racially or religiously or whatever.
The sheriff is a...
Yes. Or, really?
The sheriff is a near.
This is where you're censoring yourself.
The what? Are you kidding me? That, when I was a fucking kid, was so funny, because they said the N-word on TV.
Yeah.
I was like, how could they... Like every time I see Blazing Saddles on TV, I'm always like, how is this possible?
I mean, every time I see old shit on TV, not even Blazing Saddles, every time I see, like, old broadcasts of, like, TV shows, and they use the N-word, or they just get away with stuff.
What shows are you watching where they're using the N-word?
There were so many shows where they just, like, low-key threw it in there.
What shows are you watching?
I can't
remember. Like, All in the Family? There's some niggas down the street, Archie.
Like, they
were... That was a terrible... God, I'm so bad at impressions. I should not be allowed to do this. Like, go on, sir. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting.
I lost my train of thought.
No, you were saying how, like, they used to slide into men.
Well, I mean, they used to get away with so much. Like, watching old SNL.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Jesus.
Well, I mean, I was listening to This Nigga Be Crazy, his Richard Pryor's first album.
Yeah.
And, like, his opening bit is all he does. He walks on, hey, how you doing, man? Awesome niggas here. And I'm just like, that was quick. Like, Cat Williams at least gives it a few seconds.
Yeah, you warm it up till you get to the nigga jokes.
No, but he just walked in and, like, oh, man. Him, you know the best, and this is why I consider, like, I mean, when it comes to comedy, because there obviously are different brackets of comedy. I mean, there's no, like, you know, there's no way of saying, you know, that this man's joke style is the same as this man's.
I mean, of course, it's, I mean...
Because, I mean, there's definitely black comedy, but the thing just to say that there's black comedy is different, because, I mean, there's black comedy, but there's layers of black comedy. There's nerd black comedy, which is like Donald Glover, where a lot of his jokes center about being black and nerdy.
About being like an out-of-place black
person. And then there's jokes where it's just like, I'm a ghetto black person, like Cat Williams, and sadly, Kevin Hart is becoming that. Kevin Hart wasn't. Kevin Hart used to be so funny in my eyes.
Yeah.
And recently, he's like, I'm gonna be on BET.
Did you see his movie?
It was so fucking terrible.
It was awful.
I hate when comedians there's this documentary called Comedians of Comedy with, like, Maria Bamford, Zach Galifianakis, Brian Posehn, Patton Oswalt, and I think that's it. But it's like them, and they're on the road, and the director is trying to get, like, these dramatic moments out of them.
Yeah.
And, like, Patton Oswalt will every once in a while just go, yeah, no, there's, okay. And, like, you know, Brian Posehn will have, like, a little temper tantrum. But, like, Maria Bamford and Zach Galifianakis understand that comedians want to be funny. There's no reason for you to be down. I mean, once you show the drama of your real life,
then it's not.
And this is what people are going to say. Well, what about Louis C.K.? Because Louis is depressing. There's episode, but there's a difference because his are depressing. Where it's like, look how fucked up my life is. Don't you have something that you can relate to? Exactly. And hasn't this happened?
Honestly, that's what comedy is. Yeah. Comedy is. My life is fucked up, and your life is fucked up. Not in the exact same way, but it's close, isn't it?
Yeah. But, back to what I was saying about Richard Pryor was, Richard Pryor has so many great jokes about, like, the old winos on the street.
Yeah.
When he does his wino character...
That's an amazing character.
Did you ever do the one... Did you hear the one about, man, those old black men, old winos, they can't deal with scary things like Dracula. Hey, what you doing over there by that window? Come here, boy. What's that, Dracula? Nigga named Dracula. There's no nigga named Dracula. Dracula, fool.
Ain't no nigga named Dracula.
Get out of here, fool. Get out of here. No, come here, boy. Come here. And I'm just like, it's such a funny bit, and like, it's great. It's so great. But then again, he also has wonderful bits where it's not him being, you know, a black comic.
Yeah.
It's him being a comic.
It's him being a comic, yeah.
Like, him setting himself on fire, smoking crack, is not a black thing, even though that's about, people can be like, oh, well, because this. He has nothing to do with being black. It's about being his problems with addiction, which was like Lenny Bruce. Lenny Bruce has a great bit of, like, how to, I told you about this. It's how to entertain your Negro at your white party.
Yeah.
Which is a great bit where he invites his black friend on stage and he goes, you enjoy the party? Yeah. A lot of white women. It's just like, it's great. And like, there you go. A white little Jew is doing this joke that should be like, it should be like a black comic bit.
I think with comedy, especially like with Richard Pryor, he had the ability to go and be both a comic and be a black comic and like to dance like on either side of that line.
That's why I feel like who's taking Richard Pryor's, you know, who's gonna be up there with him is Chris Rock. Because Chris Rock.
I think Chris Rock is already up there with him.
I think he's already up there, but he's still living. I think he still has ways to go.
I don't think he has ways to go. I think if he stays on his path.
Kill the Messenger was brilliant.
Like when he comes up with he comes up with fresh shit, but like when you think about it, Kill the Messenger as opposed to all his other stuff, it's on par.
No, it's on par.
It's fresh material.
Yeah.
If you can consistently come up with fresh material that is good, that's something like a lot of people don't realize how hard that is to do.
Oh my god, it is.
A lot of people don't realize like.
And you can see some comics are good at it. Some comics aren't as good at it.
A lot of people don't realize what it's like to be a comic, have a fantastic special, and then have another special come up and be like,
yeah.
Oh shit, I have to come up with a completely new shit because everybody and their mother has seen me do the bit about fucking rainbows and blueberries. Or what the fuck ever you're coming up with. Comedy for me, like personally doing comedy, like I think I told you about this last night. It's kind of scary for two reasons for me because, well, honestly, it's mostly scary because it's me being on stage. Being honestly, seeing guys go up and be themselves on stage and be that vulnerable, it's freaky. Especially,
I don't like doing that.
I mean, doing it on a grand scheme. I mean, some people do it more than others. Which is like Louis C.K. I don't know how he does it.
Oh my god!
I don't know how he goes.
This is because I mean, and then it goes down to like different. Like Louis doesn't write down any of his jokes.
Yeah.
He writes down basically he outlines what he's gonna do, and then he just goes on stage and works it out with the audience. That's why he's brilliant. And there's like Dave Chappelle does it where it's Dave Chappelle does it where like he won't write the punchline. He'll write the complete setup, which might be like a minute-long setup, but he'll write down the setup and then work the punchline out in front of a crowd until it's perfect. You know what I mean? And that's how most comics are. Like I need to work it out in front of people.
Well, I mean, Dave Chappelle, like, I feel
hell, that's why I have you.
I feel like Dave Chappelle is like a Paul Mooney light.
I don't find Paul Mooney that funny.
I think Paul Mooney is funny. I think a lot of people don't find Paul Mooney funny because he tries so hard to push certain things on the audience, to be like socially aware at the same time as being funny.
Yeah, I don't think that Dave Chappelle is a black comic as much as he's a social comic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
Paul Mooney's a social comic.
He's not even commenting.
That's what I'm saying. Dave Chappelle is Paul Mooney light because they're both social comics, but Dave Chappelle doesn't take it to the extent that Paul Mooney will take it up until he's sitting there telling you straight up, like, this is what happened in 9/11.
Yeah.
Everything everyone has told you is a lie.
Yeah, because then it stops being the joke.
Like, yeah, it stops being like, oh, Ronald Reagan and George Bush are the devil because their names, if you count out all three of their names, first, middle, last, it's 666. And, like, it's kind of funny, but then you see Paul Mooney deliver it, and it's like, ooh, you are a little too serious about this.
Yeah, you mean that. No, but the hardest thing is to write a joke that you feel everyone. Because, I mean, like, I wrote a joke the other day and I thought I was fucking. It was funny.
Yeah.
Which was. And I don't think it's. And I keep telling it to people and then, like, they don't find it funny. Which is. Because I was like, instead of doing, like, you know you're a redneck when, pairing that and go, you know you're a nerd when. Someone says, I feel bad for Princess Diana, and you wonder what happened to Wonder Woman. You know when you're a nerd when you're watching Batman Begins, and you're waiting for it to begin. Yeah! No, I just go on like that and just do different ones. And like, I was like, I was sitting there, and I'm so proud of myself. I'm like, this is good. And I started testing it out on people, and like, seeing what people were thinking about it. And then every single person went, nice. Yeah.
See, that's a bit that you're gonna have to do, like if you ever do Nerdist.
Yeah.
That's something that you're gonna be able to go.
I need nerds for that.
You're gonna be able to do and kill. Like you're like,
you know you're a nerd when you hear an engine back up and you think, hey, doctor's here to help.
What's his face from the Nerdist urine review that the Indian dude or the Pakistani?
Kamal Nanjiani.
Yeah. Yeah. You are to comic books as he is to video games.
Yeah.
With that bit.
Yeah.
Luckily, you have other stuff in your
Yeah,
in
I have other pocket. Stuff where it's
so you're not sitting here talking about video games for an hour to an audience that doesn't completely understand video game culture.
Yeah. His Call of Duty jokes are funny.
His Call of Duty jokes were funny, but the audience was not a Call of Duty audience.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Which is...
Look at him. But,
Oh, your family photos, buddy.
Yeah, they just keep playing back then. But, I mean, like, there's, like, alternative comedy breaks down into different sections of, like, dark... You have, like, dark comedy, where, like, Marc Maron, who's, like, very angry at life, apparently. And, Kyle Kinane, who's also very...
Guys like Marc Maron I feel like they're just cynical assholes who excuse their behavior by calling themselves comics.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. I think they're just like, okay, I don't want to put up with people saying that I'm mad all the time. I don't want to put up with people recognizing that I'm upset. I'm just going to say that it's all a bit that I'm doing for comedy because I'm a comic. That's why I'm mad at the world, because I am a comic. And I feel like that's what they're doing, and it's just, ugh.
Yeah, I understand where you're going from.
It's frustrating.
But, well, there's nerd comics, obviously.
Yeah.
Like Kumail, myself. Do I count? I count as a nerd comic.
I don't think you count as a nerd comic, what? Because you can go...
You I don't think connect, I really found my niche.
You connect to a broader audience. You're not like, you're not strictly.
Do I really?
Yeah, I think you do.
I think. You I do. Don't think I do.
Because it's not like you're going up. It's not like you're going up and talking about, fucking, and talking about the difference between red and green kryptonite for 10 minutes.
I do have a joke about that.
I know you have a joke about that, but then after that joke. After that joke, I'm sure you go into other things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, on my album, The Bear Joke and Other Animals, coming out February 6th.
And that is a shameless plug.
Shameless plug. I mean, like, I only have one nerdy joke, really, which is the Pokemon joke.
That's not even really
which
nerdy.
Which is not even nerdy.
It's not even nerdy, because everybody, well, everybody our age played Pokemon at one point.
Not even, but it's not, you don't even know, need to know Pokemon.
No.
Because I set up what you need to know about.
Yeah. I mean, a nerdy joke is
something where it's like, where it's my superhero death wish, which is, okay, so this is a joke. It's basically the government's had enough of superheroes running around free, and they want everyone to come in and tell them what their weaknesses are. So Superman comes in, and they go, "Superman, what are your weaknesses?" And Superman goes, "Well, green kryptonite weakens me. Red kryptonite makes me angry. Black kryptonite just makes me... It makes my colors change. Pink kryptonite does something else. What does pink kryptonite do? Makes me gay." They get Batman in. Batman sits down and he goes, "Okay, so what, what's wrong, Batman? What are your weaknesses?" "Guns, knives, fire, fist, kicks, bats, pointy objects, knives... rocks, small rocks, pebbles, paper airplanes with little bombs on them, bombs, time bombs, Koreans," like, and it goes on and goes on, the list goes on. Spider-Man walks in. "Spider-Man, what's your weakness?" "My heart." "Besides gayness, what is your weakness, Spider-Man?" "Scissors from high places." Green Lantern walks in and goes, what is your weakness?" And he goes, "The color yellow." And they look at him and say, "Well, just stay away from Taiwanese prostitutes."
There you
go. Aquaman walks in and they go, "Aquaman, what's your weakness?" "Kansas." "Dun dun dun. Thank you, good night."
And that is a nerd joke.
And that's a nerd joke. But there's a better nerd joke that is, little kid's walking down the street and he picks up a lamp. Because all my nerd jokes are comic related, really, when you think about it. That's what I know. So it's like a little kid walks down the street and he picks up a lamp and he rubs it and a genie pops out, and the genie goes to the little boy and says, "Well, you have 3 wishes. What is your first wish?" The little boy goes, "I want to be just like Batman." So the genie kills his parents. He goes, "No, that's terrible. I want to be Spider-Man." So the genie kills his uncle. He goes, "Oh, this is awful. I'd rather just be Superman." So the planet blows up.
And that's...
That's number two.
Nerd joke number two.
I don't think I have another one.
Oh, okay.
So you're good.
I was gonna.
What do you have?
I was gonna set you up
for what?
And say comedy comes in threes, and let you do another one.
I know I have another nerd joke.
Not to put you on the spot or anything. I'm sorry. This chair.
Yeah, I do. I have it on the.
This chair's probably really loud.
Give me one second. Well, it's a Princess Diana joke, which I thought was funny.
Oh yeah.
And then, I can't believe the CGI in Green Lantern. I mean, it was just too much CGI. I mean, they couldn't get a real actress to play Carol Ferris. Ow! Bow! Knocked that one out the park. What else do I have in here?
Three for three.
Jack, a joke. Why am I doing this? I don't want to give up. Let's talk back. What were we talking about?
We were hypothetical situations and
hypothetical
jokes.
Yeah, okay, that's right. No, let's go back to hypothetical situations of like,
yeah,
so if you had to kill one person, who would it be? Like in a pit, and they were like, they're gonna put you in a cage, here's a knife, and you're gonna have to fight this person to the death, who would you pick?
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Why?
He has this whole surfer thing about him, but he's pasty. Like, he's never even
seen the water.
Seen a beach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so, like. And there's just so much that shouldn't have happened with that man.
Yeah.
That did. And also, I feel like I could take him.
Yeah. Oh, that's the big one.
Yeah. You gotta. Cause like honestly, I would be like, oh, The Rock.
Why do you hate The Rock?
Because everything.
The Rock would fuck you up though.
Everything that Will Smith. Everything that Will Smith has done for black actors.
He's not black. He's Samoan.
Everything that Will Smith has done for black actors.
He's Samoan though.
The Rock has undone, because white people are ignorant and don't recognize that he's Samoan.
But he's Samoan.
He is Samoan, but people don't recognize that.
Because Samoan's not a race.
Exactly.
No one cares about your face.
It's like calling Barack Obama Hawaiian.
I think...
He's from Hawaii, but he is black.
I think... And... Understand why. I think I would take Mike Myers.
Really?
I have to stop him.
He's really?
He's ruining a wonderful career yet.
Wayne's World?
Yeah.
Really?
You're gonna
close the door?
I'm closing that door.
You're gonna close the door for another Wayne's World SNL skit?
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry, I have to do it. Dude, I can't sit through another Love Guru. I can't have that happen. Or you know what? I take it back. I'm not gonna kill Mike Myers.
That's right, you better not.
I'm gonna kill Adam Sandler.
There you go.
Look at the last three movies he did this year.
I mean, honestly, he could have stopped with Funny People.
If he died at Funny People, he would be a legend.
He would be.
He would have been nominated for an Oscar. Again. He's been nominated for an Oscar, right?
For what?
Punch Drunk Love.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I love.
Oh. Oh, that sounded like a car wreck in your sinuses.
Oh, there's blood in my hand. Again.
Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Have you heard the news today? A bitch lied an hour. Anyway, I don't know. Let's see. If you could go back in time, kill the person, and then write their book, screenplay, or television show, and take all the credit, who would it be?
Robert Downey Jr.
What did he write?
No, not write. If
you can't steal their career.
Yes. That's what you're saying.
Okay, whose career?
That's what you're saying.
Why Robert Downey Jr.?
Robert Downey Jr. because he has had one of those careers where you're just like he's done things that you just want to do. He's done everything that you wanted to do.
Yeah.
No matter how bad and no matter how taboo the things are,
yeah, he really
has. You've wanted to try them. You've wanted to do them.
He's played a superhero. He's been nominated for an Oscar. He's been on Saturday Night Live. He's fucked a tranny hooker. Things I've always wanted to do.
Robert Downey Jr. has done it all.
Was he the one who fucked the tranny hooker?
No.
Well, that was Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
He just was with a hooker and coke.
Yeah.
That works for me.
I mean, yeah. Robert Downey Jr. is one of those guys that has had a ride as far as careers go. What about you?
Seth MacFarlane.
Really?
Yeah. I really don't like what he... Like, I really thought what he had with Family Guy for a while there was like, man, this guy has such great potential, and then he ruined it because he just gives... Because the thing is with him is, like, after five seasons of any show he's on,
he gives up. He gets bored. I feel like Fox is his plaything.
It really is.
I feel like Fox is
just, like... he's like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'll create American Dad. I'm not going to work on Family... Fuck Family Guy. Just let it die, and I'll work on American Dad. American Dad's almost 4 years old. Fine, I'll create the Cleveland Show. Oh, Cleveland Show's getting bad reviews. I'm going to go make a movie called Ted. Oh, Ted is a movie? Oh, I'm going to go fucking... I'm going to reboot the Flintstones. The Flintstones have been done. Monsters, here I come. And I'm just like... Yeah. I look at it and I'm like, man, you're so lucky.
You could have done so much.
You jealous... You little fucking bastard. Plus, he's Irish, so I enjoy being Irish.
There you go. Hold on to that.
Or John C. Reilly. There's someone else I was thinking of that was just like, God, I want your career. Bobby Moynihan.
Really?
Yeah. He's really funny on SNL. And there can only be one fat man at a time.
That's true.
So.
There can only be one.
Who wants to live forever? What is your dream job, Mario?
My dream job is two movies a year.
Uh-huh.
6 months out of my 6 months out of my year. An album.
Uh-huh.
Which is another 3 months out of my year.
Uh-huh.
And spending the rest of my time doing guest appearances on TV.
Nice.
And maybe some writing in there.
Yeah.
But yeah. I just want to be at a point where I can just fill my schedule with a bunch of shit.
What shows you want to guest star on?
I would love to guest on 30 Rock.
Who would you be on 30 Rock? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You'd be Tracy Jordan.
On 30 Rock, I would definitely be Tracy Jordan Jr.
And I would love them to be a joke that, man, he's really grown up. They already did that.
No, they didn't.
They already did that.
Did they?
Yeah, they did that already.
Was it recently?
It was like a season or two ago. And it was like Tracy Jordan finds his lost son.
No, because that was a scam.
Yeah, it was a scam.
Because he was 42.
Yeah. Who played that guy? Who was that?
An unknown black actor that probably never...
No, that was a known black comic.
No.
I've seen him before.
No. He looks like Jay Farrow, but he's not.
No, it was not Jay Farrow. But... Okay, maybe that... I don't know, that's kind of similar, but okay, go on.
What else? I would do Horrible and Sunny.
What?
I would do Horrible. I want to do Sunny.
What's Horrible?
I would do Horrible and Sunny.
Horrible and Sunny? I don't know what you're talking
about. Horrible. Horrible.
Oh, you do a terrible job?
Yeah.
If you
Horrible as in the adjective?
I thought it was a TV show.
Yes, Horrible is a TV show. I would say Mad Men, but then I'd have to play, like, a driver or a waiter or a janitor or something.
Or someone who's trying to get a job at the firm.
Yeah.
Only it's black, so it's really taking the...
SNL, of course.
I'd love to do SNL. Well, that's my dream job, is to write for SNL and be on it.
I want to host an annoying amount of SNL episodes. I want to be one of those guys that people say... Really? Again? What else?
Like Alec Baldwin every other episode.
Yeah, like Alec Baldwin.
It's just like, wow, Alec Baldwin's on again.
And
it's not even exciting.
Justin Timberlake and
well, not Justin Timberlake. Every time he's on, I get excited. John Goodman hasn't been on in like fucking forever.
He hasn't been on in forever, but if you go back and you see how much
during the 90s, he was on every other week. It was like John Goodman had like this and this. And then, of course, you know, it's fucking Steve Martin. who everyone mistakes to be a cast member.
Yeah.
But he was never a cast member. Yeah. He was just a host.
He was just there. That's, yeah. I thought Steve Martin was a cast... Yeah. Blah, blah. You so... Ha! I thought Steve Martin was a cast member for a bit. What else is there? I'm sure there's a lot of shows I'm forgetting. Desperate Housewives? No. Yeah, what about you?
No, my dream job is to someday be on Saturday Night Live. Or... Well, gee, I don't know what to get to that guy. But, I want to be in either... I want to be writing for either a sketch show or a sitcom. Be on as a supporting character on either. You know what I mean? And then someday... I don't want to win an Oscar or any of that shit. I don't want any of that. I just want to... I want to at least do a season or two so that when I, you know, accidentally kill myself one day...
so that they have something to go back to.
Where they can go.
You're doing your,
like that guy who used to be an SNL writer.
Yeah. When they're doing your video obit.
No, recently an SNL writer from the 80s shot himself in the head and committed suicide. And I want to be that guy who's like, but I won't chew him out. I'm gonna Farley out. I'm gonna like Farley out or like Belushi. So I'm gonna.
I hope you realize how many people you're depressing right now.
I'm not depressing anyone.
You're depressing two people right now.
All three people who listen to this?
Me and Ralph.
Oh, that's so. Not true. No, I'm gonna Farley out.
We are so depressed right now. I hope.
No, you're I'm gonna probably either Farley out or even worse, I'm gonna candy myself. And you know, just die of being fat.
I feel like
Orson Welles and just eat myself.
What's the guy's name who does Daryl Hammond.
Yes.
I feel like you are going to go on SNL
and never leave.
You're gonna write for a bit.
Yeah.
And then they're gonna put you in front of the camera and you are never gonna leave.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like with Kristen Wiig. Kristen Wiig like should leave. This is why. No, let me tell you why. Because everyone, you know, her characters are fun, repetitive and stuff, but I mean like I want her on and stuff. I'm just saying she's a movie star now. She's been this year three major movies.
She is
like where she had starring roles.
I am so proud of Kristen Wiig right now. And I'm
no, and then but she says she's like they're like
so proud.
They're like, so are you leaving? So they're like, are you leaving SNL? And every time she's like, why would I want to leave the one thing I love? And I'm like, that would be me. I would probably be in movies with because you would probably cast me as a like we need this for like a guy and he's gonna fall down and.
We need a guy who's gonna fall down.
And they're like, I've got just a guy.
Base is gonna land in poop.
And then I come down, I'll be your clown, I'll be your jester. And then I'll be standing in the scene with you, and you'll be like, this is a scene. And like, okay, you just have to throw poop in his face. It's fine. You go look at me and go, that's fine, let's do it. And then right before you throw it, I'm gonna be like, I taught you Shakespeare. And then you're gonna throw it.
You're gonna be the asshole on set fucking me off camera.
Yeah, I am. You're gonna be booblaying it while I.
That was so great. I love that.
That was awesome. We're doing our SNL bit. SNL's definitely next.
Oh yeah.
When we're done with this.
SNL's so next.
Yeah, I feel that if I sing right now, I will enjoy it. But no, that's what I better do. Anyway, but I'm gonna definitely Farley out or Belushi myself.
Don't say that.
And I'm gonna, and then on the, but what it's gonna say on the obituary, former SNL or current SNL writer, ensemble member, dies in hotel bath, from strangulation, from self,
autoerotic asphyxiation.
Because that's how I'm gonna go. I'm either going that way or. Fat man dies at KFC today.
That's
terrible.
Because you're saying that you're gonna get SNL famous, and then you're not even gonna be able to get laid.
Well, I'm gonna get laid. It's just I.
Well, dying of autoerotic asphyxiation is screaming. I haven't gotten laid in years.
I've never tried it because I'm afraid.
Don't try it. Don't try it because then your obit, then your tombstone will.
Did
read.
You ever see?
Then your tombstone will read the victim of the curse of Mario.
Victim of Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Sunday Bloody Sunday. Alright, what were you saying? have ever seen. Dot dot dot.
What? Have I seen what?
Have you ever? You were asking me if I've seen something.
Yes. You a fan of John Candy?
Haven't seen enough of him.
Uncle Buck. You ever saw Uncle Buck? Uncle Buck's so great. I love Uncle Buck.
I say haven't seen enough of him, and then Patrick starts giving me.
Great Outdoors. No, you haven't. Spaceballs.
Yeah.
Was he good in Spaceballs?
I saw what kind of comedian I guess I would say he is. But I think Spaceballs didn't do him justice.
Ooh. What about? You know what? I'd be like, if I was in a fist fight with, like, Cleopatra, I think I can take her.
Cleopatra?
Yeah, Cleopatra. Yeah. I could probably take her.
You know what's really weird after seeing Rashida Jones as a lesbian?
Yes.
I feel like she could take me in a fist fight.
Oh, fuck yeah. Well, I mean, she's... Rashida Jones is weird because, like, she's black, right? She's all black or is her mom white?
No, she's half and half.
Oh, she's half and half.
She's
because she's
the product of Quincy Jones and one of his concubines.
Because she's just one of those kind of girls where it's just like I look at her and go,
because she has like she looks like a really dark skinned Sicilian.
Yeah, but in reality, is like
in reality she's actually black and everyone should have mixed kids.
She's Quincy Jones.
It should be a law.
She's Quincy Jones. She's Quincy Jones' daughter, right?
Yeah. It should be a law that everyone has mixed kids, though. Like, you need to have at least one mixed child before you have... Anyway, that's...
Yeah, because mixed kids are the best. Like, look at me.
Mixed kids are the shit.
I'm adorable.
With their light hair, dark skin, and bright eyes.
Yep. As I slide my hand across the table. Oh, they're not... What?
Talk about dead air, huh?
Who's Barry Gordon?
Barry Gordy?
Yeah, Barry Gordy.
Yeah.
That's the father.
Oh, that's it. That's her father?
No. Her father's Quincy Jones.
Yeah. Barry Gordy is the guy.
Barry Gordy is the son. Na 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 na. I don't know what. I'm singing. No, I don't. I don't know what I'm singing. Yeah, I do. I don't know what I'm singing. Why is Christmas song still playing? No. Gordy. What's his name?
Barry Gordy.
Barry Gordy is his son is LMFAO. Not Quincy Jones.
Not Quincy Jones.
Okay. So Rashida Jones is not related to him.
Fantastic. She just won some cool points back.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, I mean, random thought. Who would kill you faster? Daniel Craig or Tom Cruise?
Daniel Craig. Because Tom Cruise would kill me with kindness. No, just kidding.
He probably would.
I could take Tom Cruise. Because Tom Cruise is 5'8".
But he does his own stunts. That's the thing.
He does his own stunts, but he's 5'8". And he can.
Who would kill
and
you
he
faster?
Cannot weigh. He's 5'8".
Sean Connery.
He's 5'8", and he can't weigh more than 150 pounds.
Sean Connery.
I'm damn near 200 pounds.
Sean Connery or Pierce Brosnan.
Connery will destroy me.
But who will kill you faster?
Connery.
Do you think you can take Pierce Brosnan?
Yes.
So do I.
Because I was watching all of his Bonds the other day.
I hate his Bond movies.
And
I don't like Bond movies in general, but I mean, like, I only like. Connery's Bonds. I haven't seen the new
his
ones.
Bond movies feel more like they were kind of comedies. Because like there were bits where I was like, there's a laugh in there. There's a laugh in there.
What?
And Pierce Brosnan's Bonds.
Yeah, some of them are just like,
I feel like it's just like
how attractive was still that was Halle Berry.
What do you mean was?
Where has she been?
Taking care of her children?
Fuck her kids. I want to see
being in
that.
The middle of a divorce?
She's in the... Oh, God.
With her racist husband? I heard her husband called her a nigger. Like, hard R.
But isn't her husband black?
No.
Oh, no.
No, Halle Berry is way too pretty to marry black. way too pretty to marry.
What?
I'm sorry.
You just hard to argue with your words.
Listen, okay. After a certain point, black people, after a certain point, get don't marry black. I'm sorry. Black celebrities.
Black is whack.
Black celebrities, black is whack. Because we have Whitney and Bobby.
Yes.
We have Will and Jada, who yes. I've heard are breaking up.
Oh.
Sad face.
Oh, sad. It's just sad.
I heard Jada.
I heard Jada's a bitch.
I heard she's a bitch, too.
And Will Smith doesn't need to deal with that, because Will Smith's the main. He's a real man.
What?
That's Taos, Taos.
No. Not saying it.
Okay. I said it.
That was terrible. That was like a Berry Gordy.
What? Berry Gordy?
This is Berry Gibb. This is like Berry Gibb. Berry Gibb.
I'm going to talk the rest of the podcast as Dick Clark.
Oh, God.
So, what were we talking about?
This is so tasteless. It's not even funny.
What Jason?
This is so wrong.
What were we talking about, Mario?
How black actors and actresses don't marry within their races.
Run!
They're too good for that.
I didn't marry this white woman because my time lasts when I'm allowed to leave the fields. 10! 9!
Oh my God!
8! Toast!
This is 11! So terrible.
Oh yeah, because Dick Clark's gonna listen to this and go,
it's not even about Dick Clark listening to this.
Who's gonna listen to this and go, man, that fat guy.
Oh my God.
I didn't even tell him the Jenga joke's worse.
People don't even know you're fat. This is rated podcast. This is internet radio, damn it.
Internet radio.
Because it's really what podcasts are. Anywho.
Rochester. I mean, Mario.
Benny. Benny. I mean, Patrick.
Jack Benny. I like him, though. I wouldn't mind me calling Jack Benny.
But, I'm still mad you called... You said Halle Berry's beauty was past tense.
Oh, beauty was past... Dude. You look back on the rape theme from...
That was not... That wasn't rape.
I want to talk... let's talk about Halle Berry. Let's just talk about Halle Berry for later. That's got the hiccups. Halle Berry is Storm. I really want to see more skin because I felt Storm when she goes, she, and then she zaps to it, and I was like, you go, girl.
If I knew how to masturbate.
Then you can't masturbate. Flip a coin, Mario. Flip a coin.
Flip a coin.
Ooh.
Halle Berry in Bond, though. When she was coming out of the water. Was fantastic. Halle Berry in Monsters Ball, when she had her boobs out, was fantastic.
Surprisingly, Halle Berry with her boobs out in Swordfish, not fantastic.
I still thought it was fantastic because it was Halle Berry.
And her boobs. Who else? Who's the most attractive woman of all time? There's someone who's... She's mixed. Halle Berry's mixed.
I think...
Obama's mixed.
Of all time? Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, when you really think of it, like...
Of all time? You really want me to say it?
Who? Because
I'm going to sell out really hard right now.
What?
And if there are any black women listening, they're going to be pissed.
Tina Fey?
No.
Oh.
Marilyn Monroe.
Ugh, fuck you. Fuck you.
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe can... I'm going to talk like I'm from Boston. Marilyn Monroe can suck my cack.
Marilyn Monroe made it... Marilyn Monroe technically made it cool for Tina Fey to do what she does.
How?
Marilyn Monroe made it cool not to be the stereotypical...
Really?
Slender, thin...
Marilyn Monroe... Oh, be a fat girl.
I'm super... Like, she was thicker,
uh-huh.
But she was still sexy with it.
So black guy likes the fat white.
The black
woman.
Guy likes
it.
No.
The black.
But
guy likes
then,
the thick girl,
but then, but
the
then,
white woman.
But then that makes
where's the white women
that makes way for women to not have to be this like this fucking supermodel to be attractive. And then that makes a way for women to be able to not be fucking just actresses or just look pretty in order to do shit. And then eventually, somewhere down the line, connection after connection is made. Eventually, Marilyn Monroe leads to Tina Fey. And Tina Fey, I have to say...
stretching it.
Ow! Tina Fey, I have to say, if you are listening, you need to leave your husband.
No, she's not going to.
And find me on Twitter.
Remember that day I told you?
Find me on Twitter. At Word to My Six Pack. WORD number 2. MY number 6. PACK.
Oh, sorry.
And let's go out sometime.
That's not happening. That is definitely not happening.
I hope you realize, if I ever see Tina Fey in person...
Yeah, thank God we missed her at the fucking skating rink.
If I ever see Tina Fey in person, it's gonna go... It's gonna go awkward proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Awkward date invite.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna...
I'm gonna propose first. I'm going for the fences. I'm swinging for the fences.
I kinda want you to meet her now, just so I can be around.
Her and Kristen Wiig, I won't ask out on a date. Because I feel like if I ask her out on a date, she'd bring out one of her characters from SNL.
What?
And that would just be really weird at the dinner table.
What?
If she just she just started doing Just Kidding.
Does she? Just Kidding.
Because I would geek out, but then in the back of my mind, I'd be like, this is really hot. This is weird. This is weird.
This is this is my life now. Alright. So this episode really was a revelation to the viewing, listening public that you just...
This episode was one of those things where people are going to be bold enough to listen past 10 minutes and say, okay, now I...
Yeah.
Now I know.
No one should.
Yeah. Now you know what thing. Now you know things that no one should.
I actually
want to go back and edit a previous statement.
What?
And say, fuck Marilyn Monroe. Tina Fey is the end all be all.
Yeah, I know it, dude. I know. That's why I was like, don't kid yourself. Like me, you know who the prettiest woman I think is. You know who I'm talking about.
The lesbian.
From
being too perfect to be a human being?
Demetri Martin.
Oh, Demetri Martin.
Demetri Martin's the prettiest woman I know.
Oh, yeah?
Very pretty.
I thought you were going to go with Amber Heard.
Oh, no! Fuck the joke about Demetri Martin looking like a lesbian. Oh, Amber Heard is painfully attractive. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Amber Heard. Oh.
There are women that are...
Rum Diaries. I didn't like Rum Diaries.
I liked Rum Diaries only because I liked that whole...
I still haven't seen...
I like the Hunter S. Thompson kind of thing that Johnny Depp has created.
I really... Hunter S. Thompson, he likes to play Hunter or something really well. And I think he does a very good job.
Selma Hayek
is a little too... You know why she's as attractive as she is? Because she's Hispanic. And she looks like she'll fuck you so right, you never want to get fucked.
This went from explicit to just X.
I don't think no one is ever gonna hear this, dude.
God, I am so glad this isn't live.
Oh, if this was live, well, it doesn't matter.
We should Ustream one day.
Ustream? Ustream? I don't know.
We should have a live video chat. Because I did Ustream once, and it was surprisingly...
What do we Ustream with?
It'll basically be this, but people will be able to interact
with
us.
How many dicks do you think we'll see if we go on
graduation? Let's chat roulette.
Can we chat roulette?
Let's chat roulette for a bit. You want to chat roulette for a bit after this?
Can we record us chat rouletting?
Is that what this is turning into?
Why the fuck not?
If anything, we can edit it down. Come on.
Yeah, if anything, we'll do like two of them and realize that... But, what, how are we at, sir?
No.
59-10.
59-11.
59-12. Hold up, we're on 59? When we get to the dining room ball, I will count down your minutes.
My best friend is the most tasteless son of a bitch ever.
Here he comes. 10, 9, 8. I just want to say that idea was a fantastic year.
six, five, four, three, two. Happy New Year, everybody.